The Coffee Break Liberty Podcast, Episode 49. Hello and welcome back, everybody, to the Coffee Break Liberty Podcast with me, your host, Leo Sowers, and the Liberty Dog himself, Gino. And before we jump into this week's episode, I want to remind you guys about the store at coffeebreakliberty.com. So when you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page, there's a store tab, and I want you to click on that store tab. When you do, you're going to see pens, laptop cases, phone cases, mugs, t-shirts, bumper stickers with the Coffee Break Liberty logo on them, and also some other libertarian-esque and anarchist-type logos and symbology and quotations. It's the highest quality mugs you can buy, probably, and you're going to be the only one on your street with it. You know, keeping up with the Joneses, right? You got to be the first one on your street to have one. But when you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, I want you to hang around for about 10 to 15 seconds, and you'll get hit with a prompt to sign up for the newsletter. And I'm telling you, sign up for that newsletter. Because when you do, you're going to get a discount code for 10% off of your first order from the coffeebreakliberty.com store. So once again, go to coffeebreakliberty.com, go to that store tab, and get yourself a mug. Now, there's not a whole lot, you know, in the news that I wanted to talk about this week. I mean, the main things that have kind of happened have been, sadly, another school shooting. There have been episodes where I've talked about this before, and we need a better reflection, you know, like to look at, like I said, we, you know, as a society, there is something wrong in our society, and I don't know what it is. I'm not going to say this is what it is. I don't know what it is. I will say it's pretty ridiculous that there are people going out and about, you know, and like, oh, see, it's all these trans people. It's all these trans people. It's like, golly, you can point to four examples out of sadly dozens, maybe hundreds, right? Maybe not hundreds, but you get what I'm saying. It's just lumping all these people in. Oh, you can find four examples of these people that were trans doing this. And it's like, oh, see, clearly it's just all trans people. It's like, what are you people talking about? That's not a good take, if you will. That's not even looking at it objectively, and you know, it's just that's somebody trying to push some narrative for whatever reason. They're looking for a simple answer, and the answer isn't as simple as we all want it to be, right? It's not as simple as, well, just ban all the guns, and it's not as simple as, well, it's just all trans people. It's not that simple. I wish it was. I think we all wish it was that simple. Maybe not one of those reasons, but I think we all wish it was that simple so it could be addressed in some fashion. But it is much more than that. It is much more complicated than that. I've talked about this before in a previous podcast that I'm not going to get into it now. But that, you know, just the short and skinny of that one is that there is something in our society, like the American society, for some reason, we are ultra violent. And the murdering of children for some people is not only acceptable, it seems, but, you know, they plan these things out. It's not like these people woke up one day and said, you know what, I'm going to do this. No, they plan these things. So it's, you know, That's one of the things too that you know, always gets me, is like, it's not a crime of passion in the sense that, like, it was, you know, oh, they got in a bar fight or something. It's like, no, they planned to do this horrible thing. And to try and just blame it on the means, the tool used, or to try and blame it on trans people in general, when the amount of trans people that have done this is very, very small. It's far more complicated than a lot of people want to make it out to be. I would also put out a warning, I guess, you know, just be aware. I see a lot of people, and it seems to be in the liberty movement, anarchist movement, whatever you want to call it, where I say we, We're a lot. Well, we do, right? We think we've got it. We've got the knowledge nobody else has. We know how it's all really works and stuff. And then I think though some people go too far. There was a video that after that shooting came out the day of or the day after, blaming it all on the Masons or Skull and Bones or something. I'm like, come on, man. Like, this is, now you look like a crackpot. You know, now you look like a nut. And there they go saying, oh, see, and I'm a libertarian. It's like, great. It's like with, I think I have talked about this before, and I just, be wary of that kind of extreme stuff. I'm not saying you can't go look into it or believe it or something, but I don't know, just be very wary of it. I do believe this. I believe that like the whole flat earth theory is a psyop just to make those in the liberty movement look dumb. I really believe that at this point, because that's the only people that believe that kind of thing. They're in the liberty movement, and it's the logic of a child. You know, and I think that things like that need to be wary of them, because I think they are put out, some of those are put out there intentionally to make people look dumb. But I didn't really want to talk about that too much. I think I've talked about it a little too much already. I don't have anything really to say about the Trump indictment thing. I don't really care about it. It's a joke. It's just a waste of time. The main thing, though, that I did want to talk about this week was Michael Malice's recent appearance on Joe Rogan. I say recent, I think it was like 3 weeks ago now. I know, I haven't been putting these out as often as I would like to. But he had a line in there when promoting the book, and we've talked about the book. I've talked about the book on here before. I really enjoyed it, The White Pill. Joe Rogan asked him about it, and Michael Malice's response, you know, was pretty much, this is, the white pill is hope, not optimism. And he went a little further, and I don't remember the exact quote, so I don't want to put words into his mouth, but if I remember correctly, it was more to the sense of, you know, optimism is foolish. And this is where I disagree, right? You can have, don't get me wrong, you can have foolish optimism, you can have foolish hope too. You can have hope and optimism that can be harmful to you or those around you. It can put you in bad situations. I mean, hope will eventually, like, having hope isn't enough. Hoping it's going to work out isn't enough. You have to know it's going to work out. You know what I mean? Like, you have to have the optimism. You have to have the belief system that it's going to work. Because if you just hope it's going to work, well, now you've opened yourself up. You might as well just, well, I hope the right person gets elected. That will fix everything. You might as well just go back to being blue-pilled and hope the system corrects itself. We know that it won't. So we are optimistic that the next thing coming is better and that this system will go away in some fashion, be pushed aside, or we can leave it. Hopefully, that's what I'm hoping for, some sort of secession movement or, you know, yeah, I live in Texas now. So Texas, come on, let's secede, man. Let's do it, right? There has to be some optimism, because hope, you can't do anything on hope. You're not going to act, my belief, you're not going to act with the conviction that you need to accomplish what you want to accomplish with just hope. You will only act properly and with the conviction that is needed if you have the correct amount of optimism. So I think Michael Malice was wrong in calling it foolish and disregarding it. So I think too, maybe, you know, it may be easier, and I don't know. Well, I think he has said he is agnostic or atheist. I believe he is, and I believe he has maybe said that once or twice of some of the things that I've seen. Like, he doesn't come across as a religious person. I don't think that he is. And I think maybe some of that stems, you know, my optimism, I think, and my faith, my blind faith in an idea, not organizations and not people, but in an idea, or in my case, a deity at times, you know what I mean? Like, I think because I am able to have that faith in a deity, I'm also able to make that jump and have that optimistic faith that it's going to work, an idea will work, as opposed to hoping, right? Not necessarily opposed to hoping, but like being able to go, because I think they are on the same trajectory, right? I think hope and optimism are on the same trajectory, optimism just further. I mean, I'm to the point where I know it's going to be better, because it has to be. It has to be. It's not that I hope it's going to be better. It's that I know it's going to be better. And I'm going to act with the conviction needed to make it better. I think when you hope, you can end up, you know, if you just hope, you're going to end up sitting back, hoping somebody else takes the lead, hoping that they do the right thing, hoping Mr. Smith gets sent to Washington, hoping your favorite candidate wins the primary so that they can be elected, and then you hope they're going to do the right thing. Hoping is a half step, if that at best, because you're not going to act with, like I said, you're not going to act with conviction needed to take the correct action, to take the action needed. We have to be optimistic. We have to start with hope. But the more we dig into this, the more we look at it, the more we look at the world around us, we have to be optimistic to the point of knowing. Because if you're not, when the time comes, when the rubber meets the road, you're not going to act accordingly. Like, you have to have the, like I said, the conviction to do what's needed, but you also have to have the awareness. And I think maybe this is where the hope, right? The hope can kind of come in, and this is where they kind of cross roads, right? Okay, if you, let's say you're optimistic that something is going, that something is better, and you're going down a path to try and achieve it, but it's not working. So you hope that the next action you take is, you know, the next, okay, you're still trying to achieve that same goal, so you hope that maybe if you take plan B, for example, as opposed to plan A, you hope plan B will get you closer to that goal, or get you to that goal entirely, where plan A was not. But the optimism in the idea does not go away. You don't start a small business based off of hope. Because if you do, it's going to be nothing but half steps. And that's what your business is going to be. Your legacy is going to be, well, I took half steps the entire way. There has to be that optimism. And how does this tie into liberty, right? How does this tie into the white pill? How does this tie into a national divorce? We have to know it's going to be better. I mean, really, we have to know. You have to act with the conviction and the knowledge. You know, your actions have to be with that knowledge that, okay, this is going to be better. This is going to be better than what we're leaving behind. The next step is better. Because if you just hope it's going to be better, I'm telling you, you might as well just keep voting. Just keep voting for that guy with the bumper stickers. And hope they care about you, which they don't. They really don't. Hope they relate to you, which they don't. No, none of them do. Not anymore. Even the ones I like in Congress and the Senate, right? Even the ones I like in the House and Senate, you know, they don't care about you. They can't relate to you. You have to be optimistic that what is coming next is going to be better. Now, it may get tougher. We've talked about it first, you know, before, rather. It may get tougher before we get there, and we've seen it. We've seen them try to break us down. But we're optimistic. We didn't hope they were going to let up. We were optimistic that our conviction, us resisting, was going to have them back down. It was really going to come down to, we know our resistance is going to have them back down. It's to what level we need to resist. That's what got them to back down with the COVID restrictions and mandates. We didn't hope. We would not have been successful had we acted based solely upon hope. We had to be optimistic. We had to know what we were doing was right. If we just hoped what we were doing was right, we'd still be locked down. We would still be locked down. We knew and we acted with that knowledge that what we were doing was right. So yeah, this is just one of those. I don't disagree with Michael Malice much, and this wasn't like trying to slam him or anything. I caught that line. It may have even been a throwaway line for him. I don't think that it was, because he doesn't seem to, I don't know the man, but he doesn't seem to speak that way, which I do enjoy. I really like what he says, because there's no throwaway lines with him, it seems. He's very careful with what he says, and he says it very quickly, which is far better than I can do. He thinks far faster than I do. But yeah, like, we have to be optimistic. I think you start with hope. Like I said, it's on that trajectory, but you have to be optimistic in the end. You have to be so optimistic that you know it's going to get better. You know what you're doing is right. Because I know I am optimistic. I don't just hope. I know and I am optimistic that we are going to win this. That's the white pill to me. We are going to win this because we have to. We've already proven that with just a little resistance from maybe 20, 30% of the population got them to back down. And that was just not doing what they told us. That was just non-compliance. That wasn't really active resistance. That was more passive resistance. And we got them to back down by just not doing what they told us. Now imagine had we gone further and gone on the offensive. It may have been pretty nasty, but it would have been a very different result. That's all crystal ball stuff, we'll never know. But as I said, you know, I am optimistic we're going to win this. I have more than hope. I know we're going to win this. All right, guys, that just about wraps it up for this week's podcast. I want to remind you guys of the affiliate programs that I am, well, affiliated with. So, like I said earlier, if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page, there's an affiliate tab next to the store tab. And I want you to click on that affiliate tab, and you'll see who I am affiliated with. And the main one that I'm affiliated with, my big affiliation, is with Bluehost. They're the hosting company that hosts this website and podcasts. And my affiliation with them gets you, if you use my affiliate link, I should say, you'll get not only a discounted rate and great service. These guys are really good. I will say that. I've had an issue once before, and it was on me. I didn't know what I was doing. They walked me through it. This was a few years ago. They walked me through the process to get it fixed, and they helped me out, which was awesome. It's a long time ago. This was 2016, like when the website first started. But not only are you going to get a discounted rate for your website through my affiliate link, but you're also going to get free advertising on the podcast, the Facebook page, the Twitter accounts, the Instagram, all the social medias. You're going to reach thousands of people with your new website when you use my affiliate link. So if you're thinking about having a website, which you should, I'm telling you, use my affiliate link and you will get more benefits than you thought you could before, right? All the benefits. And if you really like the show, guys, I'd really appreciate it if you could give us a 5-star rating, however many stars it is. Max those stars out. And we are on Google, Google Play, Apple, iTunes, and we're on Spotify as well. We're on the big three. Those are the big three. So go check us out there. Share the show. Show your friends. Have them listen to it. Hopefully they will enjoy it as well. But until the next time, guys, take care.